Gaza was desperately poor, with 80% of its people relying on international aid. Over the past year, large parts of the population have been displaced. Some have had to move several times. Gaza's health ministry says that within the past 24 hours, 26 people were killed in strikes on a school and a mosque. The Israeli Ministry of Defence said it was targeting Hamas militants. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, is the largest relief agency in Gaza. I asked its communications director, Julia Tuma, what life was like there now.
Extremely difficult. It gets difficult by the hour, even though it's been 1 year on. Nothing has changed. In fact, it only got worse and worse for people in Gaza. And the expansion of the war into Lebanon is also of serious concern, because that means we're seeing a similar pattern repeating in that part of the region. The Middle East is sinking further in despair and conflict and multiple traumas.
At various times, there has been concern about the possibility of famine in Gaza. How much aid is getting in now?
Look, not much at all. Even though this has been 1 year, we're still at square zero. Very, very little humanitarian supplies are making it into Gaza, including food. Serious restrictions continue to be imposed on UNRWA and others with regards to humanitarian access. And normally before the war, Gaza depended on 500 trucks a day. What we're seeing now at best, especially in the past 2 months, is on average 50 or 60 trucks a day for a population that almost entirely relies on humanitarian handouts. So absolutely nothing sufficient is coming into Gaza. Much more needs to come in.
Can you talk to us about the impact the past 12 months have had on children? Is any sort of normal life possible for them?
Devastating. And children, as in any other conflict, are the first and most to suffer. This is not just about the education and the learning that they have lost over the past year. They're going into a second year of no schooling for children. More than 600,000 children, half of them used to go to UNRWA schools, are not in school. But beyond that, there is the trauma. There is what we call the invisible scars. There's psychological wounds that are going to take many, many years for them to heal. And so it is absolutely critical that this war comes to an end, also for the sake of children.
What are conditions like in Gaza's hospitals now?
Very difficult. At best, you have a third of Gaza's hospitals functioning, and none of them are functioning at full capacity. Just yesterday, there's been additional evacuation orders from the Israeli authorities that are likely to impact hospitals in the north of Gaza, which means it's going to be extremely difficult, if at all, to provide care for those wounded, and those with chronic diseases continue to be at the forefront of suffering, also because of very little medical care and a lack of availability of medicines for these diseases.
Are there people then who should be treated in hospitals outside of the territory but just can't leave?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We're talking about 2 million people who continue to be trapped in an enclave of land, hermetically closed. No borders are open. People who could leave have been able to do that very, very little. Up until May, when the Israeli military expanded the war into southern Gaza, and the borders with Egypt were forced closed. And so people have been stuck. I mean, we've spoken about this on multiple occasions over the past years and said over the past year, sorry, and we said that the siege is the silent killer of many people in Gaza. So people are not only dying because of the bombs and bullets, they're likely dying due to lack of medical care and lack of basic supplies, including medicine.
Today, Israel says it's attacking Hamas targets across the Gaza Strip. Hamas has also been firing missiles into Israel. The war can't last forever. So how does it end?
No war lasts forever. It is absolutely time for the guns to go silent. There's been so much suffering on all sides in Gaza, in Israel, south and north, and now also in Lebanon. Enough suffering. The people of this region want to live in peace. They want their children to go to school. They want to live a normal life. It's time for peace, and this would be the choice of the courageous.
UNRWA has had a pretty difficult relationship with Israel over the past 12 months, and indeed before that. What are relations like now?
It is at rock bottom, quite frankly, and this is quite unusual because in any conflict, the United Nations works closely with parties to the conflict to facilitate the delivery of humanitarian assistance. And in this case, this has been a very, very difficult relationship with the State of Israel. We remind the State of Israel that we are a United Nations agency mandated by the General Assembly to provide humanitarian assistance to people in need. And as an occupying power, they must facilitate the work of UNRWA.
Juliet Tuma of UNRWA talking to me a short time ago.